Gaza believers are essential to peace in the wake of a brutal murder. A church planting ministry in Cuba reaches critical mass. And a call goes out to baby boomers who are needed to help with Bible translation. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. After a brutal murder of a prominent Christian bookstore manager this weekend, Gaza's small Christian community is fearful. Many may flee if the opportunity arises, but Open Doors' Carl Mueller says it's essential that believers remain where they are as the solitary light in the dark.
In the midst of all of the fighting between radical Islam and Israel, the Christian community sits as a beacon of hope and peace. And if it gets squeezed out completely from that place, well, where will the peace come from?
Though investigations are underway, it's doubtful that answers will come quickly, if at all. Despite the spotlight it shines on them, believers are committed to keeping the bookstore open. Besides book sales, the store offered reading and computer classes. Mueller says this weekend's murder was a direct threat.
The reality is it's targeted at the Christian community, the most visible symbol of the Christian community there in Gaza, for a reason, and they want the Christians to get the message and to leave.
Christians can pray that brothers and sisters in Gaza do not succumb to the fear. Next, discrimination against Christians in India is becoming more and more commonplace. Gospel for Asia reports on two separate events last week, which involved three of their native missionaries. In Chhattisgarh State, one GFA missionary was arrested and jailed for violating anti-conversion laws. In Mumbai, two evangelists were attacked by an anti-Christian mob, although not seriously injured. Pray that believers will not be shaken and that they'll continue to grow in the strength of the Lord. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Evangelical Free Church of Canada is asking for your help in meeting a goal. Their church planting drive in Cuba needs $100 a month. The team has entered into a partnership where they can double the money given at a local level for new church planting in Cuba. This means that any financial help in Canada is doubled by local giving within the Cuban denomination. What makes this even more exciting for evangelism is that the team has already identified six new locations for this year's growth in new house churches. Meanwhile, Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa says the survey of the Bible course is now available in Spanish. That's significant because the Spanish-speaking population makes up nearly a quarter of the U.S. prison population.
We understand that there's precious little materials available to those who speak Spanish, let alone for a program to disciple them in a personal way. We also be using this not only in the prisons here in America, but we have a distribution center in South America and Colombia. These lessons will be hand-distributed.
Inmates will study God's unfolding plan of redemption with Christ as its centerpiece. But he says,
we need more instructors. There is a much greater demand at this point than we're able to handle. By instructors, those who will correct the Bible study lessons and return the lessons to the people in prison with a personal letter of discipleship.
Go to our website if you can help. And every day, approximately 2,400 Christian baby boomers turn 60. That's good news for Wycliffe Associates, who's nearing their completion on the Volunteer Mobilization Center in Orlando, Florida. Bruce Smith says,
that increased supply of manpower, experienced people, spiritually mature people ready to serve, has coincided for us with an acceleration strategy that's part of the whole Bible translation movement right now, that we're trying to get translations begun in another 2,300 languages by the year 2025.
The 16,000-square-foot center needs retired baby boomers willing to support the recruitment effort of more volunteers from the U.S. They'll then oversee these volunteers as they serve in other countries doing Bible translation. Smith says beside volunteering, Christians can pray.
That we can effectively use this tool in a way that engages Christians here from the United States in these services opportunities in multiplied ways so that this acceleration of translation can take place as we've envisioned it.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.